Hi everyone, my name is Kundana Palagiri. I'm a program manager in the Azure Compute team, and today I'll be talking about deploying Cloud Foundry on Azure. For those who are new, Cloud Foundry is an open source PaaS solution that can run on any cloud platform and can support multiple languages. We've recently announced support for running Cloud Foundry on Azure, and this entails the following. First of all, we have released an open source cloud provider interface for Azure for working with the Bosch tool. Bosch is the most common deployment tool for managing Cloud Foundry. You can find this source code for this CPI by going to our GitHub branch. The second thing we've also released is the support for deploying Cloud Foundry infrastructure using the Azure Resource Manager templates. Now, the Azure Resource Manager templates takes the steps that are required for deploying Cloud Foundry and really converts into a single-click deployment. The third thing that we've provided is a consistent experience for deploying Cloud Foundry. What that means is, irrespective of where you deploy Cloud Foundry, whether it's your private data center or Azure, you get the same experience. Finally, we have provided seamless integration of Azure experience with on-prem experience. So what that means is, with the CPI work that we have done, any private data center that runs on Azure Stack can now deploy Cloud Foundry applications once Azure Stack becomes available. Let's look at the steps that are required for deploying Cloud Foundry on Azure. So for the sake of this demo, I'm going to break it down by taking a very simple use case and explain behind the scenes what happens. Cloud Foundry deployment on a single VM, which is the most basic use case, contains four steps. The first step is setting up the environment. In Azure or in any cloud environment, to set up Cloud Foundry, you need to create the underlying resources. These are the storage, network, security groups, IP address, etc. Once you have that, the second thing you need to do is to create your dev machine. This is a dev machine on which you need to install the command line tools, whether it is the Bosch command line tools or the Azure command line tools. The environment needs to be pre-created. The third thing is setting up the micro Bosch VM using the tools that you've deployed, and finally deploying Cloud Foundry. So in Azure, with the template that we have provided, you can automate steps 1 and 2, the environment creation and the DevBox creation, using the Azure Resource template. Basically, do a single-click deployment of all of this using the template that I'm going to show you next. So let's jump to the demo. This is the repo where we have recently published the CPI for Cloud Foundry. So if you look at here, you'll find all the code that's been open sourced. In addition, you also find the documentation that's required for setting up Cloud Foundry in Azure. I'm basically going to follow the steps described in this documentation, but I'll also be describing what's going on behind the scenes when you're setting up Cloud Foundry in Azure. So after the GitHub repo, the next thing we'll look at is the templates. So now, if you remember, I said to set up Cloud Foundry on Azure requires four steps. The first step is setting up your environment. The second step is setting up your client virtual machine. And the third step is deploying micro Bosch. And finally, it's deploying Cloud Foundry. So step 1 and 2 can be automated by using a template that I'm going to show right now. So if you go to the template repository, which is this website, and search for Bosch, you're going to find a template which is going to take care of setting up the environment for you. All that you need to do when you deploy this template is provide the parameters. And you can deploy the template from Portal, from CLI, or from PowerShell. It's your choice here. So here are the steps that has been listed for deploying Cloud Foundry from PowerShell and from the CLI. So for the sake of convenience, I'm going to deploy it from the portal. So when I say deploy to Azure, it is going to take me to Azure portal. And at this point, I can edit the template if I want to modify it, if I wanted to do something different, or I can just accept the template as is and provide parameters for deploying. So like I said, I'm going to accept the template as is, and I'm going to provide some parameters. So in this case, the template is asking me to provide a storage account name, a virtual machine name, and the region for deploying the virtual machine. So I'm going to provide a storage account name. Let's call this KP Storage 2, and the username, a password, the location for deploying the VM, the default VM size, I'll accept it, and finally the VM name. All right, say okay to this and then select the subscription that you want to use for creating this virtual machine. So I have three subscriptions here. I'm picking my internal subscription and finally the region for a resource group that I'm going to use for deploying Cloud Foundry. You can create a new group or use an existing one. So I'm going to deploy into this new existing resource group. And finally, the region for deploying this resource group. So once I say create, this template is going to provision all of the resources that we were just specified. But I'm going to look at the template that have, I'm going to look at the resource group that have previously created using this template. So if you look at this template, this has created a virtual machine, my dev machine. It has created a virtual network interface, and it has also created a few public IP addresses that Cloud Foundry is going to use. So I'm going to connect to this virtual machine to see what are all the components that this template has pre-deployed for me. So if I SSH into this, so all that I need to do to connect is take the IP, so connect to the, get the domain name or the IP address of the virtual machine. There you go. Here it is. And then connect SSH to it using your username and password. Once you connect to this, let's see what are all the files that are listed here. It's going to ask me for a prompt me for a password. So when you connect to it, you can see that Cloud Foundry setup has created a set of files already on the virtual machine that I'm going to modify slightly to customize the deployment. So it has created a Bosch environment, it has created a configuration file, and it has downloaded a set of files that are and that I'm going to use. But before you go into this step of deploying Bosch on Azure, you first need to create a service principle. And this is required so Cloud Foundry can automate your deployments on behalf of you. You don't want to give your subscription details, put it in a file, and give the permissions to access all the resources. Instead, you would create a service principle and only assign permissions that are required to that service principle account and then use it for deploying Cloud Foundry. So all the instructions for setting up the service principle are available in the online documentation guide. So if you look at the documentation guide, you have to follow these few steps to enable the service principle and associate it with your subscription. Once you do that, you can come back to your virtual machine and you can basically edit the edit the YAML file. This YAML file, like I said, has been pre-created for us by the template, and it has all the information that is required to create this Bosch environment in Azure. So in this file, I can retain all the settings, but I just have to modify the configuration file to provide the secret key and the identity that I've just created. So find the client ID in the YAML file. Edit this and provide your own values from the ones that you've just created. And then I'm going to exit because I'm not changing anything here. And then once you've configured your configuration file, which is the Micro Bosch YAML file, you can deploy Cloud Foundry by first configuring your Bosch to use this YAML file and then running Bosch. So again, I go back to the deployment guide and follow the steps listed here. So if I go back here, you can see that it says modify these files, modify these three settings in the YAML file. Once you've done this, configure the micro Bosch environment, and finally deploy micro Bosch using the stem cell that Azure has provided. So this is going to set up the micro Bosch environment. And from here on, anything that you do for deploying Cloud Foundry is very consistent with how you deploy Cloud Foundry in any other cloud using the standard deployment steps. So the next step here is to deploy Cloud Foundry using the steps he provided in the document. So as you can see, we have taken the deployment of Cloud Foundry, really simplified it into the pre-configuration environment by providing a template and one or two steps that you need to do post setting up the environment. So for any questions, so once you start using this, we really request you to go to our GitHub site. As you can see, the github.com/azure-bosch. Here's where you will find the latest documentation, any of the bug fixes that we have done. And finally, here is the location we're using which you can provide feedback. We really look forward to hearing from you for any of the improvements that we can make. Thank you.